In the 15th chapter of Luke, and I know you turn to Daniel, but let me read just a portion of scripture here. We know, most of us Bible readers know, the 15th chapter is the parable of the lost sheep. But we understand that that fourth verse, when it says, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it?" I believe pastors will agree with me tonight that this was not a goat. This was a sheep. This was one that was in. And when we go after, and there's number, I believe more so in the last days, there's people that get lost spiritually. They have lost their direction. They're sheep. They're part of us. They're not in sin per se, but they have lost their spiritual direction. They're sheep. 7th chapter, book of Daniel. I know you're wondering where I'm going. I hope that I go someplace here. The Bible says in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, reading the 23rd verse, "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, shall tread it down and break it into pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. He shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and to think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand, till a time and times and the dividing of times." There is a scripture in that 25th verse that, in my opinion of me, myself pastoring, and I want you to let me get settled down here a little bit, and I really want to try to preach to you for a few minutes for this main service. This scripture here in the 25th verse, Brother Kevin Lloyd, the Bible says, "shall wear out the saints of the Most High." In the last days, there is a wearing out process. It is gradual, but it is very silent. And we have members in our churches that has been in our churches for some time, maybe even years. Because I do believe that the devil don't care how long he takes to get some of our people. One in particular, we have a family that I'm acquainted with that's been, the sister has been raised in this all of her life, and it's a wonderful family. I have tried to pastor and have not succeeded, and I asked the question just like you would, where did I fail? And this lady, when she left, Brother Sutherland, she made a statement. And it has really stirred me up to a degree that I don't want folks to sit in the house of God. And it is the last days. It is the last times. It is perilous times. To sit in the house of the Lord, amen, and not be excited about the coming of the Lord. She made a statement, and Sister Janie, I'm just not over it. And she'd been raised in it. She made the statement, I believe, to my wife or lady in the church. She said, "I'm just," and you've heard this term before. It's not a new term. But she said, and they got a husband and 5 children. She said, "I'm just burnt out." How many's heard the statement? Well, you don't get burnt out. You might get burnt out with me. You might get burned out with somebody else, but you won't get burned out with God. There's something wrong when folks get out there and they get to wondering, Brother Kevin, and they don't realize and sense the day and hour that we're living. And it is a tactic of the devil to wear the saints of God out to where they are not useful in the house of God. And Brother Sutton, it bothers me. That stirs me up. Folks that's been saved 10 years and 20 years, you know some that's given up, going back, going somewhere else, and not hanging on to this good old holiness way. Glory to God. I want to try to preach the remedy for the last days. Glory to God. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I know this scripture been read, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Be not soon shaken in mind and troubled. I can walk into my congregation, Brother Bill Finley, without ever knowing anything, and I could look at some folks' faces and tell that something's going on. Something's wrong. Amen. He has not given us the spirit of fear. But I want to tell you what's killing some of our churches, a lot of them, might not be well in us in some cases, but it's that spirit of fear that the devil puts on some people. Because when you have that, then you cannot develop or mature your walk with the Lord. I want the Lord to help me here. Thank you. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except that falling away comes first. That's not real popular preaching, but it's true. We're in that falling away. By the grace of God, we don't have to be in that falling away, but we must recognize that it is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, first chapter, "Now I beseech ye, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and there be no divisions among you." Now, when you get folks that don't pray, somebody said it in today's service, Brother Finley, might have been Brother Huff, but when you get folks that don't pray, they'll stray. When you don't pray, you'll stray. And when folks are straying, when they're out there in the wilderness and they don't have direction the way they need to, they can cause us problems. You pastors, some of you know what I'm talking about. Folks that don't pray will stray. And they can stir up strife. They can stir up contention. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says that there be no divisions among you. One of the hardest things that I have had to deal with is to deal with, and we're all, to a degree, is fighting things in our churches. I told Brother Crane it's different in all churches. We're fighting different areas in our churches, not the same thing, but we're all fighting a warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And we are wrestling and we are fighting. We are in the last days. We are in the end time. Amen. But we cannot fight, amen, with this carnal mind. There's things that I'm facing and that you're facing that we cannot handle. There is homes that are dividing. There is marriages that are dividing. Every one of us. And if we want to talk about our lost children and our lost grandchildren, it's enough to break all of our hearts. So
There is things that we do not know how to handle. I have a prodigal son. I can talk about it, but I'd rather for you not to. Come on, that's the way we all are. But if part of me breaks in two every time I'm with him. And I don't know how to say it. And I don't know what to do. And we're all got family, amen, relatives, whether it be sons or daughters or granddaughters. We got, all of us have got people, amen, that is going away, backslidden, or either down in the dumps or discouraged. I do not know how to handle it. I have talked with great men. They do not have the answers. But there is an answer. I said there is an answer. I don't have it. You don't have it. Amen. But in the last days, perilous times shall come. Amen. I'll read it to you. Do you know there was war in heaven? Maybe I ought to read it. Let me read it to you. 12th chapter of Revelation. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought. Now, if there was war in the throne room of God, I said, if there was war, there was, wasn't there? In the very, my brother Mike Blue, in the very throne room of God, I can't hardly imagine that there was war in heaven, but there was. That makes me know that we're going to have war here. And it is a spiritual battle. It's not brother against brother or sister against sister. Amen. Perilous times are here. Amen. In the 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And then it tells of all these things. But in the 5th verse of that text, Brother Crane, it says, having a form of godliness. And Brother Randy, sometimes I know I walk is by faith. I know it's by faith. Brother Finley, I want to help you here in a little while. Amen. I'm not long being done. But I understand that we cannot continue when we get out there and we get discouraged or we get down or the enemy just tries to wear on us spiritually. Has anybody ever been there besides Brother Ingram? Be not weary in well doing. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Sometimes he just tries to wear us down till we're not a benefit to the house of God. We cannot continue, amen, in this form. And we know what form is. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, so and so, tradey, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And Brother Gene Huff hit that. That's all he's talking about, lovers of pleasure today. When he give us all them statistics, them just lovers of pleasure. And that's where I understand, I really do, I think I do, I understand that we have dry times and dry services. But we cannot afford to continue in a form, whether it's having prophecy conferences, minister conferences, or just a form of coming into the house of God, singing a few congregationals, taking up an offering, little preaching, little altar service. And some of us do it. That is a form. There's no sin in a form. But Brother Finley, it's deceptive. It is deceptive to have that form and no power. Because folks go home, maybe not preachers as much, maybe not teachers, but a lot of us go home, amen, and they relieve their conscience because they went to the house of God and they went faithfully. They paid their tithes. They never missed a service. But that becomes a form. And it is deceptive just to be religious. We need more than just religion. We need more than just being religious. We need the third person of the triune Godhead to visit us in such a way that He can help us, that He can direct us, that He can guide us. Hey, I went to church here a few weeks ago. Never been there before. And I'm not an evangelist. I'm a pastor. And I got up and I could see it all over them. First time I've ever been there, they had heard of my name. Not heard of me. Heard of me, that sounds important. They'd heard of my name. Amen. So I'm not trying to sound important here, Brother Faddis. And I could tell that they were checking me out. And I just don't like that. Amen. Well, Scott, I just don't like folks checking me out. And in return, when we're for the first time, and this first, second time I've been here, third, second time prophecy coming, folks won't check you out. And you won't check them out. That's part of our nature, is checking each other out. Seeing what we're made of. Come on, saints of God. And Brother Mark, that makes me more nervous than I should be. And Brother Wiley, I didn't know what to do. I was going to try to preach. He had asked me to come by. Me and my wife was on a little vacation, and I go to church when I'm on vacation. And they'd asked me to come by, so I said, okay, I would. And I said, I don't know about this. And I got up and told him just what I told you. Look, you are spending too much time checking me out. And so I said, now I know you're going to say this is old-fashioned, but this is how I was raised, and everything that I was raised about and with is not correct, not right, but this one element was right and how I was raised. Amen. And I believe that the Spirit can bear witness. And I told him, Brother Lloyd, I said, now listen, if we can stop the process here. If the Spirit will bear witness, my Spirit with yours. Mr. Sutherland. And I meant, let's relax. Let's don't tighten this up. Anybody ever been there? We're not there now, are we? Come on, loosen up here a little bit. We're not there right now, are we? I'm trying, Brother Randy. I'm trying. I don't know if you're checking me out or if you're just listening. Amen. All right. But the Spirit, I asked the Lord and I was praying. I was serious because I was nervous, very nervous about being there. And I said, Lord, I need you to make this a little more comfortable. And I believe, amen, that the Spirit can do that, Brother Thomas McCoy. And I got up, and my wife was with me, and I said, there's one thing that'll help solve my nerves sometimes, and not that I can. I said, I'm going to try to sing. And I proceeded to sing that old song, When I'm Tossed on Lycese. You got one more valley, you got one more hill. And an hour and a half later, we finally dismissed. And that's what we got to have in times like this. When we don't know how to react, we don't know what to do, and everybody's checking each other out. Come on, saints of God. We got to let Him, the third person of the triune Godhead, bear witness and help us and direct us and guide us and touch our lives. Help us to deal with problems that we can't deal with. Huh? It is the only remedy for the last days. Amen. It is the only remedy for the last days. Do you know what it'll do? We know the story. Listen. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. And I'm fixing to close. I really am. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Upon my servants, my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, tears down all barriers. Do you know what the Holy Ghost really does? It reveals God. It reveals what we don't know. Brother Benshaw, there's so many things I don't know. There's so many things you don't know. And the Holy Ghost reveals them things. Amen. One more verse of Scripture, 5th chapter of 2 Chronicles. You can turn your Bibles, and I'm closing with this. The remedy for the last days. I wish there wasn't divisions. I wish there wasn't contentions. I wish everybody could just get along and let's go to heaven. It ain't going to be that way. And I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not telling you I do. But I know if we can get the good Holy Ghost working on our behalf, He could resolve a lot of things that we try to resolve ourselves. Brother Kevin Lloyd, come and stand right here in front. Just stand right there. Turn around. Miss Scott, come. Amen. Come over the loper. Brother Brock, I'm closing. I am. Don't be afraid of me. I'm not going to ask you to do nothing but stand. Come on. Amen. Brother Scott, come on. I'm going to read you this scripture here. This is Old Testament Pentecost, and I don't have to bring any more fellas to illustrate. But I want you to listen to Old Testament Pentecost. Brother Fred Wiley, the Bible says, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified. Heard a little bit about sanctification, didn't we? And did not then wait but course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, of Asaph, Heman, Judithan, with their sons or brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar with them, 120 priests sounding with the trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. I cannot, and I don't know that it would be an impossibility, but I would like, for the sake of just saying it, let's resolve all differences that's in the house tonight. Let's take care of them and resolve them right now. Let's say in our hearts they're settled. No contentions, no divisions. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm not talking about worldliness. I'm talking about there's certain things that we're going to disagree on. Coming to the Lord, sanctification, brother, different things. Let's say, for the sake of me closing, Brother ID, let's say that we've all got everything settled. And I've got a problem that I've been dealing with. And the hardest thing for me to do is pray for them that despitefully use you. But I've had to make it a practice the last few weeks because of what I'm going through. Because it's hard to deal with. Folks hurt you, hurt your family. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Jesus Christ was not guilty, and they crucified Him. We got to learn to forgive. We got to learn to forgive. And it's hard for me because it's hard for our flesh, Brother Randy. I want you to listen. I am closing. When this scripture says that the singers and the trumpeters were as one, to make one sound. What would happen in this prophecy conference? And we're closing. What would happen if God recognized us so much because we were so caught up for one purpose? We were caught up for one purpose and one goal. We were so caught up in it that he recognized us as one voice. It was not Don Ingram's preaching. It was not all these preachers that preached. But God recognized us as one voice. In other words, no big I's and little U's. These men's all got different works. Evangelists, pastors. Right? But for the sake of closing, Brother Finley, they're all in your church tonight. What would happen if we would bind our hearts together to where the Holy Ghost could come and visit us and resolve, Brother Mike Blue, some of the things we're having trouble resolving? What would happen if we agreed together, this congregation? Brothers, lift your hands. Hold each other's hands. Right there. Isn't it better? I believe you're on my side. Isn't it better having four guys on my side than just the one? That's a simple illustration. What would happen if we all stood? And God said, they're so in unity. There's no divisions. There's no contentions. Brother loves brother. Sister loves sister. Oh man, I'm coming on down, ain't I? What would happen? What would happen? Pentecost would come back. Holy Ghost would breathe on us again. He would take charge of our problems. He'd resolve some of our problems. He would reveal His perfect will. The remedy for the last days is an outpouring of the Holy Ghost of heaven among God's people. And it will not come unless we come together on purpose. Brother Finley asked me, you can let your hands down, brothers, and be dismissed. Brother Finley asked me, and I do not feel the spirit of competitiveness in this place. I don't feel the spirit where folks is trying to push off their doctrine on what they believe. The spirit is, He's coming back. He's coming back. And we need His help. I am not capable of handling. Says Jenny, I'm not capable of pastoring my church right now if I don't get a move of the Holy Ghost of heaven. And I mean that with everything in me. And if it wasn't for the call of God, I'd do like a lot of other guys want to do. See, the devil wants us to be weary. He wants to wear the saints out. He wants to get us down and discouraged and say, you're not in the will of God. Come on, that's the end time. That's the last days. But He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Let's stand all over the house. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to breathe in this night service tonight. All right. Oh, let's magnify Him here. Holy, 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 holy. God Almighty, let us hear a sound from heaven as of a rush.